Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today left his compound in the West Bank city of Ramallah to get urgent medical treatment in Paris. In an emotional departure, a frail-looking 75-year-old Arafat told well-wishers, "God willing, I will return." Arafat has been sick for the past 2 weeks, but he took a turn for the worse earlier this week. The exact nature of his ailment is not known. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Too weak to stand and at times unable to recognize his aides, Arafat was airlifted out of his ruined compound. He had not left it in nearly 3 years, fearing that if he did, Israel would either kill him or not allow him back. But Israel had given its assurance for his safe passage. And at 6:30 a.m. exactly to plan, two Jordanian helicopters streaked through the early morning sky towards Arafat's bombed-out headquarters and home. Mahmoud Abbas, the former prime minister, walked across the tarmac and greeted the Jordanians who had come to ferry the ailing Palestinian leader out. Abbas had been estranged from Arafat for the past year, but reconciled with him in the past 3 days as Arafat's illness worsened. Scores of well-wishers crowded the grounds where cars crushed by previous Israeli raids had been bulldozed aside overnight. Hasty preparation for a helipad. Members of the security guard stood atop the wall of the compound, olive-green silhouettes against the gray sky. Chanting their allegiance, they cried, "We sacrifice our lives, our souls, and our hearts for you, Arafat." Doctors said last night the Palestinian leader is suffering from a low count of platelets in his blood, an affliction that doctors say could be caused by many ailments, including liver disease, colitis, and cancer. They said further tests are needed. The seriousness of his condition was underscored by yesterday's rushed arrival of Arafat's 41-year-old wife, Suha. She lives in Paris with their young daughter and has not seen her husband since 2001. Suha's mother, Ramonda Al-Tawil, was on hand for the goodbye.
He's not only a revolutionary leader, he's more, he's a father. You know, I can't explain to you his feelings. It's very, very difficult. He gives hope for people, for independence and freedom.
Palestinians throughout the Middle East anxiously monitored word on Arafat's condition. But there were no mass vigils. They came here in small numbers to see off the father of the Palestinian national cause. Young men clung to the fence of the compound as if clinging to a dream. Why didn't more come, they were asked. This is a very sad situation, replied farmer Abdel Nasser Murad. People did not come, he said, because they did not want to feel sad. But the lack of outpouring was striking, if for no other reason than Arafat's departure today, a decade after he arrived, could mark the end of the Arafat era. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Ramallah.